on May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I have a one-on-one coming up.
How's that going to be for you?
Great, I get to talk about myself for 3 hours. And I apologize.
Oh,
but I'm not sorry at all. And she ended up getting sued.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. You got to be very careful when you do these podcasts. Everyone, you shouldn't be here.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Dorinda Medley joins the show in New York City. We talk about connecting with the dead, carrying cash, and estate planning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm so excited to finally be asked back. I was getting a little worried there.
Okay.
I noticed that there was a lot of known phone calls. I thought, oh.
Okay. Let me clarify. Mm-mm. Every time I come to New York, I text Dorinda. And there's the last few trips where you have not been able to come into the show, and I totally understand.
Yes.
If anyone understands, it's me, and you've been taking care of your parents.
Yes.
Your parents are getting older. There's some obligations that you had to meet, and I get it.
Yes. No, he was just, I just like to take the piss out of you.
And what I do like is that you and I were kind of talking about the fact that there is a kind of a division of labor when it comes to our siblings.
100%.
And you and I, we kind of relate to each other in that you and your sister have taken kind of the brunt of the responsibility, correct? With your parents.
Yes. And I think it's also personalities. I'm a person, I think, like you, that needs to execute through things. I don't want to over talk about it. I don't want to go back and forth. Like, let's just get it done. Let's throw money at the problem and let's get it done. And when I find there's too many hands in the pot, I have two older siblings and my sister's great. She lives in Great Barrington. It just gets too complicated. And there's a lot of, well, I did this and you did that. And why can't I do this? And blah, blah. I just want to get up there and execute.
No, I don't know why. Maybe it's just, I don't know why I turned out the way I did, because I just felt like my grandmother did so much for me as mm-hmm. a kid, and that it wasn't my obligation to take care of her. There was never a doubt.
Well, you know what they say? One mother can raise 10 children, but 10 children can't take care of one mother.
Okay, let's think about that for a second. Shane?
So 10 kids.
A mother can raise 10 children, mm-hmm. but 10 children can't take care of one mother.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning when it comes time after the mother devotes her whole life, her body, her mind, her soul, her sanity, it comes time to have your children take care of her, which we're not great in America as a generation anymore. No one has time to do it anymore. Everybody feels bothered or inconvenienced. And you have to get in your mind, not only that you feel obligated, but this is a honor. Like I said about riches, not a burden, it's an honor, because this is now the twilight of their life. And you should try to really make sure that you try to give back before, you know, and they're comfortable and they know they're loved. That's my goal. I don't know what your goal was. My goal is to make sure they know I'm here. I love you. I'm available. You're seen. You're not invisible. Because what I've learned about people when they get older or even sick is they become invisible. Invisible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I never did this for any sort of reward or return or anything like that. Like, it was a very kind of unselfish, I was very unselfish because I loved my grandmother and I wanted her to live well and be comfortable and all that. But I will tell you, I believe that she's with me all the time. I believe that she guides me. I believe that she protects me. And I find that there has been a lot of really great blessings and opportunities in my life since she has passed. And I don't think it's a coincidence.
No. And I think that's the beautiful thing about if you really are a spiritual person, an intuitive person, we're talking about being energetic.
Yes.
The thing that we're just nursing them towards is the body's a plant. So the plant dies. But you know what? It goes, that's just the vessel. But you have to believe there's something bigger. And I truly believe that because since I went through what I went through with Richard, I mean, it was one of the things I feel like he's with me all the time, especially in decision making. In a weird way, Jeff, you're not going to believe this. I feel like he's with me in some ways more.
Than when he was alive.
Yes. Because I have a different communication with him. I have a different, and I know that I actually had a conversation with my parents because I grew up very spiritual, very Catholic, very voodoo Catholic, statues, oh my God, pray to this one, pray to that one. And I had a conversation with my mother because I started to get myself all worked up. What am I going to do when my mother dies? Because I've never really cut the umbilical cord. I'm up there every weekend. Bluestone Manor is a mile and a half away from them. I eat with them. The first thing I do when I get home is go see them. So unlike my brothers who have wives or partners and live far away, they've kind of, they're a little bit more distant, I'd say. I said to my mother, and my father, I said, now listen, I need to talk to you about something, but I don't want you to get upset. And they said, oh, yeah, no problem. I said, I want you to know that when you pass on to this next phase, and they're looking at me like, oh, where are we going? I said, I want you to know that I'm very open for you to communicate with me. It's not going to scare me. It's not going to frighten me. I will be totally accepting and open to it. And I see my father who's like, well, I'm not going anywhere. And and it's funny. My mother was like, okay, if you think it's okay, because I wouldn't want to scare you. I swear that's what she said. I said, no, I will. If you talk to me, I'll talk back.
Wow. Did you ever think? Because I was
and that gave me peace.
So Bluestone Manor.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Because every time I see Dorinda.
Busy buddy.
Well, look, I'm protective over Dorinda.
I know I interrupt you too much, but Jeff is very, I would say I'm one of the special ones that Jeff is very protective of and is very concerned about my well-being on and off the show.
It's really funny.
It is.
In fact, I called Jim Thompson and I'm like, all right, how's my girl doing? How's Dorinda doing? He goes, well, we've got her in reality checked on Wednesdays. And he goes, you know what, Jeff? He goes, I love this interview format with her. She's a great interviewer.
Oh, great.
He's really happy. I'm like, I'm really happy.
Who are we talking? No, I know who we're talking about this
time. Yeah. So you're doing well on reality checked and they like the interview format. So I was very happy to hear
that.
Well,
today we have Phaedra on.
You do?
Yeah, we have it. It's really interesting. I've always been a bit of a housewife whisperer. People are like, what housewives do you get along with? And I kind of get along with them all, but I'm a kind of a community commune type person, like come all. And I don't really have, we talked about this too, that competitive thing. Like I don't need to be the biggest peacock in the room. So yeah, I've had Monica come on. I've had Monica's come on. A couple girls from Miami have come on. Now Phaedra, I've only been on for like 6 weeks.
I think you and I kind of figured out today, it doesn't matter whatever's happening in our lives because we've had ups and downs and sometimes we are going through something and we see each other, but there is, I don't know if there's like this energy or whatever, but you and I just can forget about our lives for 2 hours and have the best time. And I was thinking there are very few people in our lives that genuinely just want the best for us.
Yes.
And you are one of those people. Leah Black is one of those people.
Love
where you're
Leah.
Extremely generous, but you also believe that there's enough for everyone out there.
But I really do believe that.
Yeah.
Like, I think not only there's enough, but if you are supportive in both good times and bad times, it only benefits you long term. Karma's a real thing, you guys. I mean,
yeah.
It is a real thing, and it takes a while. So I was just talking to someone about that was very upset, that's been very wrong. And they're like, yeah, but it's been a year, and they're just prospering. I said, just wait. Just wait. I'm the Grim Reaper when it comes. I'm a white witch. So I'm like, if I set a spell on someone.
Oh, I forgot you were a white witch.
Oh, I really
witch.
Am.
Yeah.
I really, really am. I mean, I don't want to get into it. But,
no, why do
I'm
you?
Glad we're on a good side.
Why do you identify as a white witch, just out of curiosity?
Well, I say that as a joke, but I think also, too, I'm a bit pagan in my thought process. Like, I really do. So I don't know if it's a white witch. There's nothing negative about me. There's no darkness. I don't welcome any darkness. But I really do, and always have, even as a child, my mother would say this, I have a real relationship with that kind of pagan kind of thought process, which is earth to human. Like, I believe the earth is alive. I believe there's a total community with earth and the wind and the sun. And it's almost, you know, so which it's just kind of.
You're very intuitive. You have a very strong intuition. And you've guided me a few times in conversations. And it was interesting what you were saying to me today, because a lot of times, if I don't have like hard, concrete proof, if I don't see it with my own eyes, I don't know if it's really happening, right? And then I question myself. But my intuition says there's all sorts of alarms and bells and red flags here, Jeff. Like, I understand it's circumstantial, but it just feels wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels like something's wrong. And what did you say to me?
Well, we forget that we survived hundreds of years ago on these kind of intuitive, you know, anthropological instincts. You know, the fact is we now depend so much on what we see to make it real, what we hear to make it real, what someone speaks to make it real. But the truth of the matter is, if you listen to the energy and the intuition, you pretty much, like an animal, you ever see an animal? It knows right away before it hears or does anything, because it's in tune with the energy and intuition of what's good or bad. They don't need to hear it, see it, speak it. And you're usually, and I'm usually always right when I go with my intuition or the energy. And I bet you anything, Jeff Lewis, you have met people where you think to yourself, because you're intuitive, something's not right about this person. And I bet you 9 out of 10 times you were correct.
Do you ever, I genuinely.
And I listen to it, by the way.
You do.
See,
I don't always listen to it. That's
you
the
have
problem.
To.
But
that's
I do
the
now.
Problem.
I am.
It happened
now.
Last night. I was telling you, I was walking down the street like 11:30. Parsley was not feeling good, so I had to take her out at 11:30. And I was about to take a turn just on the street. I mean, I'm on the Upper East Side, so how scary is it? But still, it's dark. It's whatever. Mm-hmm. And I took it, and I thought, I don't want to go down this street. Something's not right. And Parsley stopped too. And you know, like 2 seconds later, I saw these two men come from the side of a building. One jumped on a like one of those cycles. And I don't know if they were good, bad, or otherwise, but so I sensed someone was there without seeing them. I didn't need to see it. I didn't need to hear it. I felt it. So I went with that.
But when someone is, say, deaf or blind, then their other senses become
100%.
Maybe because I do have my hearing and my sight. Maybe I tend to rely on that more than my
intuition.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And you know what? Have you mostly been right when you've gone back and thought about it? You know what? I knew it. How many times have you said, I knew that?
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Now, do you notice, because if you're around someone who is, let's just say they're always negative, that they're unhappy, right?
You can't do it.
It bothers me too, because sometimes I'll look at someone and be like, you fucking have everything. How are you unhappy? But anyway, so Leah.
Oh, we know a lot of people like that.
So Leah and I have a mutual friend. And I had to say to her, I'm like, every time you hang around with him, you, the most positive person on the planet, starts to become negative.
Well,
do you
right.
notice that? And she's like, you know what, Jeff? You're right. She goes, you're right.
Because she probably is an intuitive or sensitive. And you know, you do absorb that negative energy. I absorb, like, I just won't do it anymore. Like, in fact, I was supposed to go to a dinner last Friday, and I woke up and I thought, I don't even like this person. But, you know, I get so drawn in by, like, they're this and they're that, and everybody wants to, you know, marrying a very rich man, and she's going to have a huge wedding and all the bells and whistles. But I just don't feel like I don't walk away from it and ever feel good about myself.
Well, she knows this now because it's the woman you saw on Friday.
No, I didn't see her. I ended up
canceled.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Okay, so whoever,
you're right.
So whoever
was
Dorinda was supposed
Friday,
to see on Friday, she doesn't even like her.
She was feeling great, actually. Not
oh, no.
under the weather at all.
Edit that out.
There goes that. It's live. There goes that friendship. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Are you enjoying Reality Check?
I don't
Left
even
turn.
Get it. I actually don't care. I don't think I was going to be invited to the wedding anyway, so.
Well, not now.
Oh, God.
I guess, yeah, I don't think she's going to be a bridesmaid either.
I hope you didn't buy your dress for
I take it back. I want to go to that wedding.
Can I ask?
And this is why it was good reality TV, because I always forgot my mic was off. I'd do things like, hey, can I tell you something? And they'd be like, I'm like, don't worry about that.
But when you talk about, okay, so here's a good question. When you talk about like negative energy and people like that, and you don't want to be around them anymore. Well, don't you have to be in your job?
I don't have that job anymore.
Oh, okay. And let's clarify something, because
okay,
I confronted you
yeah,
this
I know.
Morning.
I know.
I said, I watched.
I actually pitched you that so you could do. I don't know if you saw me. I pitched you that so you could go right into it so you wouldn't forget about it. So you're welcome.
You did pitch it to
yeah,
me.
Yeah. So
Ultimate Girls Trip. I watched it. I loved it. The New York City Legacy. So This is what I didn't get.
Okay, but just preface it by saying, I mean, he's part of the Kristen family. Go ahead. That whole thing just said to me in the green room before this, wherever it's called, the city room.
All I said is that from what I know of you, you and I, you have been very open and honest with me.
Yep.
And I remember when you got fired from Bravo.
Yeah.
Never did you say to me it was a pause. Ever. And but you go on Legacy Housewives and then you
Here we go. You're turning it around.
And you seem to be very defensive
Stop
about
right
it
now.
With Kristen.
Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch. No, what it is I... No, it's that I felt like she came in and that was the only thing she had to say. And I don't know where she was going with it, considering, like, what was the point? I never really knew her because she was only on for a season with me, right?
Right.
And then she got fired. There was no even preface of Andy Cohen trying to say, you're on pause. You have to remember, Andy went on a whole thing talking about my pause.
Okay.
So I do have that. And I felt like, you know, who is this person, you know, going, this is what you want to lead with me?
Did you purposely not give her what she wanted, which was she wanted you to admit that you were fired? And you were like, I was on pause.
Yeah.
And she's like, you were fired. I was on pause. You were fired.
I will. Well, that's right. And you know what? I would never.
Because when I was watching, it was like, wait a minute.
Never.
You've never referred it to me as being on pause, like as your friend.
But you know what's so weird? I strangely was only on pause because 6 months later, I had the ultimate girls trip at the Berkshires.
It's true. It turned out to be a pause.
So let me just end it by saying this. What Andy Cohen said from the beginning, not only on many social platforms, but on his radio show, that Dorinda Medley has been put on pause, was actually correct. And I was only trying to make others... I was trying to be like man of the people and say, I'm like you. I got fired too. But the truth is, I was put on pause. That's a final.
Okay, we won't. All right, we won't push it anymore. Ultimate Girls Trip, NYC Legacy. It was very successful, I imagine.
Yes.
Would they do another NYC Legacy Ultimate Girls Trip, do you think?
You know, I worry for the girls' trips now that they've had all this trouble with what's going on with the one that they skipped, this Brandy and...
Morocco.
Morocco. That I just worry that there's just a lot of stuff going on that I don't know if they'll do it again. It's just been... It was such... I got to tell you something, and I will always love doing the Housewives. That was a great time of my life. But I got to tell you, the girls' trips are the best.
Yeah.
You go in there, you kill it for 8 days, you give it your all, you treat it almost like a spring break sorority, like I'm going to show them my best. And then you go home.
Yeah.
And you collect your check. And it's not a little money. Like they really pay you well.
Like 200, 250, something around there, more, 300.
It's a lot of, though you got the numbers right.
Yep.
So, you know, and it's just, you don't get overwhelmed, exhausted. It doesn't take over. And it's so fun to be with the girls. And by the way, just so you know, I love Kristen. We get along
good,
really
she's
well.
A friend of the show.
No, she's a, I know you said that three times now, friend of the show. It's so corny, friend of the show.
You're right. That is a corny thing to say, but it's kind of
it's
like
kind
a nice
of condescending. Now I'm gonna say something to you with that. Eagles don't fly with pigeons, okay?
It's so funny. We were talking about that because I was gonna ask you, what are you doing here with this with all of these pigeons?
Pigeons.
It's like a pigeon statement. Friend of the show. Like it's so condescending.
You're right. I'm gonna come up with another term.
Am I a friend
that.
Of the show?
You're right.
It's exclusionary.
Does it feel pretentious?
Is he a friend of the show? Are we all friends of the show? Like, how do you describe me?
Does that sound pompous and pretentious? Friend of the show, Jameson?
I mean, member of the
community.
Why
don't I say she's my friend?
Yeah.
Is that better?
But she's also a part of the show.
But
like, you have friends who
it was
a
nice
show.
Way of saying, like, be careful. Don't talk about my friend.
Yeah,
but you like her. You
but
like
that's
her.
What the under, that's what it is. The underlying message was, oh, yes, okay, you can talk about this. Remember, she's a friend of the show. I don't give a fuck, okay?
I know you don't.
But
that's why he keeps saying it.
And that's the kind of response I felt on the Ultimate Girls Trip. It's not that it's wrong what you say. I'm just like, that annoys me, okay? Mm-hmm. So now, you know, the tiger's awake and that's it.
If you could redo, so let's do, or not redo, let's say there's another season of Ultimate Girls Trip, NYC Legacy. Is there somebody that you'd rather not join this time? Is there somebody that you would love to see join? Because they'd have to mix it up.
I think that, first of all, the more the merrier. I think we could have done with more girls. There was only five of us.
Oh, which so maybe is actually, two or three more girls.
Which is, I don't care what you say. I say bring one, bring all. I couldn't get along with everybody. And people, like, I think even Jill should come back and do it. She'd never say that about me because I don't have any problem with Jill. But I think Jill could come back. They could bring back a plethora of women.
Surprise!
From the past.
Who would you like? Who else besides Jill?
I think.
Not Leah.
No, not Leah. I think that ship has sailed.
She burned that bridge.
She certainly has. I don't even know if we're allowed to say that name.
Well, we did, but we'll move on. Okay. So, not Leah. Who else?
I think, well, name some of them.
Who else has been on there? Alex.
100%.
Yeah.
She would be crazy.
She would be good.
We wanted her on. She couldn't do it.
What's she doing?
I don't know, but she couldn't do it. I don't know. She would be great. And I've never done anything with Alex, and I've always liked her. Oh. But I knew her. You got to remember, I've known all these women like off and on for years because I lived in New York. I was one of those women.
I mean, you have to have the staples. You got to have Sonia. You got to have
You know, I call them the swans. I like any of the swans.
Yeah.
Come on. Mm-hmm. That old school New York. They just make for great TV. They're bawdy. They're bossy. They don't care.
But you don't, I mean, you don't think they're going to end the Ultimate Girls Trips, do you?
Listen, we don't.
Just because of one.
I know people think that we keep secrets. I know as much as you guys. I think Legacy, to tell you the truth, I watched Legacy and the editing was great, but there was a ton of content they could have. You know, there's a lot of stuff. The great thing about these girls are they know what they're doing. And just by being the characters they are, you could just watch them have breakfast and there's something quirky and wacky about them. That's why I love watching the swans, the Truman,
because I love it too.
Yeah, because it's just who they are. You're almost watching the idiosyncrasies of the character, you know, and that's what these women are collectively.
There is something about the New York OGs that they really are. They're not self-conscious. They just, I mean, the things that
on
come out of their mouth.
On camera and off
they
camera.
They don't care.
On camera and off camera. I'm always like, even I was talking to Luann about something the other day, and you know, when she talks, she'll say these things, and I think it just makes, I just want to laugh. Like, oh God, we know how that one is, darling. You know, we could do without that kind of stuff, couldn't we? You know, she always does these weird things, and you're like, oh, but that's what it's like. Or I'll talk to Ramona, and it just, they can't help themselves. And they've been like that forever. So when you watch us on TV, oh, I know. We were at Campagnola. Do you ever go to Campagnola?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God, Jeff Lewis. We have to go one night.
Okay.
You would love it. It's very old school New York, a little mafia, a little Upper East Side, piano bar player, great Italian food, and all the characters come in, the cast of characters. Like, I was talking to Mike Lefty the other night. I think I almost made him cry by the end of the night. He's like a big Mike mafia guy. By the time the night was over, I think I had like three martinis. I think I had a tear coming out of his eyes.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. that's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics, because that's who we are.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Now, you were quite struck with Jamie Kennedy when you saw him on the video.
Boy, he's now, hot. I love a man with a beard. Oh.
He's a good guy, too. You would like
How
him.
How old is he?
He's my age, our age.
Is he married?
He's not married, but he is dating
he
someone.
He's a long-term girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yes.
But there's no ring on it.
Well, I don't do that. What do you think about dating married men that are unhappily married? I had a big debate about this with Luann the other night. Not a debate, but discussion.
Okay, well, I had a good friend who dated a married man, but they, even though they were under the same roof, they were in separate bedrooms. They were on their way to a physical separation. For some reason, I think that's okay.
Did they ever? But how do you know if that's true unless you're there?
And did the wife know?
Yes.
I mean,
no.
I think that's kind of...
That's the key. That's the key, because I don't think that people tell the truth about that.
Right.
I think if people are living under the same roof, there still might be some oopsie going on.
Or one of them has hope that they'll
get
back together.
You know, when you talk about intuition, so there's a guy here in New York that I've seen a few times, and it's interesting because he's only available some nights, and these nights he's not available. And I think, to be honest with you, and my intuition tells me that he's got someone else, and maybe it's like a Jeff Stu situation where it's on, off, on, off, on, off, that something's up. Something's up. And it's like, I've ignored it before, but now I'm like, this is weird.
Well, I just had that happen to me. I found out someone that I had a big crush on actually has had a girlfriend for 10 years.
It's Jamie Kennedy.
He leads all these women on.
Mm-hmm.
So really, so
well,
did you actually have a...
Tell me if he ever breaks up with your long term, you know, he can always take a little trip to New York City.
He likes really strong, opinionated women.
Mm-hmm. I'm your lady.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So did you date this guy not knowing he had a girlfriend?
Not really. I never really dated him. I just had a huge crush on him. I think I talked about him on the show. Huge crush for a long time. And he kind of led me on to think there would be something, like he'd come to New York. But good thing is I never slept with him.
What happened to that hot fireman? Wasn't there like a firefighter?
Policeman. It's so funny. He just wrote to me this morning. Look at you. Your intuition.
Oh, like a kid.
See what I'm telling you?
I will.
He's
tell
getting
you,
his master's.
I like.
And you know what I said to him? I'll believe it when I see it. No, I didn't say
By the way, I love your hair longer.
Thank you.
It is softer. It is feminine. You look younger. I like it. I bet guys like it too, huh?
I don't know. I haven't had much luck in the guy department. But this one person that I have a huge crush on is supposedly very, very unhappily married. It's an awkward situation. I don't want to get into it. Nothing's happened. But he's always telling me how, you know, I'm always hearing how unhappily he's married. But yet every night he's on that in that car service going home to his family. And as someone said, I said to him the other night, and they're on vacation. They just went on vacation together. So how unhappy can they be?
Right. So it doesn't sound like he's totally available. So,
yeah, well, of course. So, and I actually said to the person when I really, you're so unavailable, can we get around the phone right now and let you know you're saying this? He goes, no. I'm like, well, then there you go.
But you said today, you're like, I'm really happy right now. And you said,
am.
I'm not dating.
Because you know what? I have a couple friends that are dating. And it's just, the stories are just, it's the land of freaks. It's the house of freaks out there. And I just don't know if I can deal with it. It's just a lot of work to try to make sure they're not like serial killers. I mean, I have a friend that one person they went out with, first thing they tell her, they're a sex addict. Okay. Ooh. The next person they go out with, you know, they show up with show up with a baseball cap on backwards. I just slap the shit out of that person. Okay. You know, another person, they show up and he's already drunk. He got there an hour early. Another person they went out with and he says he's living with someone else. I mean, it's just the house of freaks out there. I'm tired.
I don't like the ball caps because I feel like it's false advertising. Like, you're bald. You're bald and you're hiding.
What about one
under the cap?
How about a baseball cap on a middle-aged man that he's wearing backwards?
Yeah, no.
Like, that's like, what is wrong with you? We need to call the police.
Grow up and get some pomade.
Maybe because I'm new to the dating game, but I've been having fun. But I'm also, I feel like I eliminate people pretty quickly now. So it's either going to work or it's not going to
work. When's the last time you went out with someone where you were like, wow, this is a fascinating person? Like, woke up the next morning with butterflies and thought, I can't wait to see you again.
I don't know if it's that intense.
Yeah,
I think it's just been more like fun.
Here's the problem. The person that is married, that's how that person makes me feel. So that's why I can't even remotely go there, because if I even kiss this person, I'm down the road of adultery and I'm going to hell forever.
Yeah, no.
No, I can't do that.
You can't do it. Right, Shane? Mm-mm. Shane's dating someone. He's in a nice relationship.
Finally, Aladdin?
Ugh, I wish.
No, Aladdin never got... How do you remember that? How many times should you DM Aladdin?
Only two or three. That's it.
Did he take you on the magic carpet ride?
No, he never got back to him.
Oh, he never got back at all.
No.
That's why he kept DMing him.
Oh, I thought that there was a date involved.
Just in my head.
See, I went down.
He was cute, that Aladdin.
I know.
Is he still on Broadway?
We have
do you
want to
see him
see
again for the fourth
again.
Time? I love how you kept saying, "Oh, Monroe loves Aladdin,"
oh,
but really, you love Aladdin.
Is it the current Aladdin? Was it Aladdin
there.
From a while ago?
Yeah.
Very handsome, mm-hmm. Bald.
Very handsome. No, he wasn't bald. Mm-mm. Full head of hair.
Great hair.
Okay, I don't know that Aladdin. I know another Aladdin.
Do you carry a lot of cash around?
I'm a cash carrier.
Me too. Do you think it's generational?
Yes. But number two, I find it like, because I feel bad for people that, like, when you go to the bathroom, don't you like to leave some cash?
Yes.
Like, what happens to all the people now that used to tip?
You're right.
Parking attendant.
They have their Venmo QR code, and I'm like, I'll get my own paper
towel.
No,
but I get such satisfaction, like, handing over a 20 to someone. And
yeah.
Seeing, I like the whole interaction, the smile on their face. You feel good about it. You're like, yeah.
But you're right. Like, if somebody hands you soap and then hands you towels, and then you happen to take a handful of his candy, and then you don't give him any money.
It's disgusting.
You gotta give him money.
I was just at Campagnolo. There's a guy there that's been in that bathroom for 25 years. He's amazing. I'll actually take you down and meet him. But one woman was there. She's like, oh my God, I forgot. I said, don't say that. You knew you're coming tonight. Have cash for people. When you go out, you have to have at least $100 worth of cash.
Well,
I never walk around with no cash.
Same. Because I'm so high maintenance too, like at restaurants and things like that I feel like I have to tip. Because I'm always, I want this table and I want that table and I want this and I want to be seated right now and I don't want to wait and it's too bright. And can you turn on lights? And yeah, so I feel like I have to tip.
And how do you break down your cash? Because I'll tell you how I break down my cash when I get it.
I do, what do we do? 20s and 50s.
Yeah.
Oh, you do? I do a lot of 10s and 5s.
Oh.
5s are fun because they're throwaways.
Yeah, 5.
You know what I mean? It's nice to give a person a 5.
Like,
I think 5 is almost too cheap now.
No, you know what I do? Because when a cab, I pay the reason I have 5s is because I pay the cab, but I never tip in the fare because
machine.
I like them, so I just give them a 5-er.
Yeah.
So they can keep that, and it's non-taxable dollars.
Especially with hotels, I'm tipping everybody.
Oh, well, that's the
nightmare.
They love
us at the hotel.
Well, let me tell you something. $5 at a hotel now, you'll never be.
You got to do 20s.
You'll never
and
get
50s.
Back in. Can you imagine?
I know. You'll never get back in. They'll be
you'll
like,
never
no, Mr.
Get back
Lewis.
In.
We
no,
do not have
no.
any rooms.
He's the $5 person.
Yeah, you can see. That's what I'm saying.
No, you can't.
You can't tip 5 anymore.
No. 10 minimum. I think 20's heavy. It depends on what it is. That's a heavy hand. You don't have to give 10 when you get out of the cab. And he takes the money.
I usually don't take cabs. I take Ubers.
When you open the door,
yes.
You give that guy 20?
Okay,
no,
so what I'll do
tenor.
Is I'll hit him today and then maybe not tip him tomorrow. And then I'm conscious. I run tabs in my head. Like, I paid him this. I paid him that. I paid him this.
You're like, you and I are so similar that way.
But yes, I knew you carried around a lot of cash.
Yeah, I'm a cash person. But I come from a mafia background, so, you know, we like cash.
I do not come from a mafia background.
Are you sure? Tom does some sketchy things down in Long Beach. I don't know.
Maybe. Are you on the Drew Barrymore show tomorrow?
Oh, on the Drew Barrymore show tomorrow? Yes. Check your local listings. With the great group, Kyle.
Okay.
Me, Melissa Gorga.
Okay.
Giselle and Ashley.
Fun.
And then and Ross and Drew, obviously Ross and then Drew. And it was basically how we came in to teach, because Drew Barrymore's never watched Housewives. So we had never in her life. And she said all her staff talked about it. So she picked five girls to come in and teach her all things housewife. It was so much fun. She is, I'm going to tell you something. She's a great interviewer. She's old school. Like it almost became like a reunion. Yeah, she was great. I didn't know her.
She's a close talker. And I feel like she invades your personal space when she puts her legs up on the sofa and moves closer.
Oh.
That I don't like that.
Well, I've never.
I don't know you. Back away.
To be honest with you, I'd never seen. I'm not really a daytime TV watcher, but she really was good with the housewives. Very curious. And it was a great group. I mean, think about that group. That was a great group.
That would be a good trip.
Yeah.
Those girls.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you about estate planning? Because
Anything you want, you know me.
With
jack of all trades.
With Hannah, I imagine you have everything, your affairs in order.
You know what, Jeff? Here's the funny thing. You bring that up again. I don't. Because, you know, the one thing you must never do with children, and it keeps me up at night, is you really shouldn't have any large properties. They should be sold. Going back to Bluestone Manor, this is your opening to slip back in.
Yep.
Go back in there, Jeff, because I know
I'm putting a for sale sign on it.
You should have no large properties and stuff, because you should never leave your children with that. Everything should be sold, ticked and tied, invested, have insurance for your investment, in trust, do whatever. So that's the one thing I have to deal with. I would hate, it would be a disaster if I left Hannah Bluestone Manor.
How old is Hannah now?
30.
Okay. So Monroe is 7.
Yeah.
So
do you have a trust set up for her?
Yes, but I have to see the estate planner next week. And I was wondering, if something were to happen to me and now she's like 12, I don't want her getting a ton of money. So what do we do? Like, do you meet milestones where she gets certain amounts of money, or does she never touch the principal and just live off the interest?
Well, you can do that, or what you can do is do release dates, like 30, 35. I don't think anybody should really start getting real money until they're at least 30. And not even then, I think 35. Richard's children was 35.
Wow.
Yeah. You're right.
Or maybe 30 and then 35. They took over the trust. That's what it was.
I got to figure all that out next week.
Yeah, you have to, because I'm going to tell you something. It's absolute chaos. Once you're gone, can you imagine? Well, just think of, I mean, let's not have a show about this, but just think about all the stuff they'd have to get rid of.
It's a lot of work.
Oh. For who? For me.
For Shane. Mm-hmm. Oh, but she already told you she wants to move into the Sunset Tower Hotel.
She said her and I can get a room at the Sunset Tower Hotel.
See, she's already spending the money.
Well, do you want to hear something, Jeff? You know what I think I'm going to do once I sell Bluestone Manor? I think I'm going to, instead of like, someone's like, then you can buy a condo in so-and-so or move and buy a place in Florida or whatever. What about if I just, as someone that's on their own, I just check into like a hotel for winter for 3 months?
I was actually thinking about that today, because in my mind, every day I'm selling Bluestone Manor. But people don't know this.
Every day you are, every time you see me.
People don't
know
this.
What do you do with Bluestone Manor?
Well, I mean, I don't know if we mentioned this.
Why don't you come up and evaluate it?
I don't know if we should have mentioned this.
Okay, go ahead.
But not too long ago, you had a very large offer, which you turned down.
I know.
And I was furious with you because I said, now's the time. You're on Housewives. That house is worth, you know, it's an institution.
It's a
very famous house. Yeah, it's a very famous house. I want you to sell it while you're famous.
I think, but you know what? I know. Yes, I agree with you. But I also think it'll always sell because there's nothing like it. But I agree with you. I think but the people that come to buy it aren't fans.
But you have to you're pouring so much money there, 18 acres, 11,000 square feet, the maintenance. And I was, you know, you're very, very lucky that Richard gave that to you as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And who knew that it would be as valuable as it is today?
I know. It is
your retirement. You sell that, you're done.
I'm just done.
Live off the interest.
And he bought, and by the way, when he bought it, it was a terrible investment because no one wanted it. It was an arbitrage. It was like is that the word, arbitrage? Yeah, I think it is. It was just they literally had, it would need it so much work. No one bought a house like that in the Berkshires. The Berkshires weren't popular. He just bought it purely as a gift. And someone the other day, it's so funny because I was just about 4 or 5 months ago, one thing I hadn't kept up on is all the expenses that I've spent on it, because, you know, to back it out for capital gains. And I started putting that all together. And someone said to me, well, you know, you really put a lot of money into this house, and I hope it's going to be worth getting out. I'm like, I didn't put a penny in. Richard Mentley put all that money in. I did not put one penny into that house.
Well, you have sense to maintain it.
Yes, but I mean the original, of it, the copper wiring,
the plumbing, the new wiring, all of that.
You know, heating system. I mean, we have a heating system that looks like it could heat Jupiter.
How many different zones do you have in that house?
Oh my God, so many zones. It's like crazy. No, it really is. Richard did it right. But the problem is, and I want to talk to you about this, now when anything goes wrong, because we put in the Crestron and now I got to replace it.
Oh, what do we have in the house?
Lutron.
Control 4.
I have Control 4. Oh. Am I doing that in the new house?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. It's rich. It's easy.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. It's user friendly. Because I can't figure out anything.
That's what you need. But see, that's where I am right now. And then look at, this is a boring topic for your audience, but basically I don't want to start putting another $125,000 into the new system. Right. That's when you have to start making decisions, right?
Did the people that were interested before, are they still around? Now you can't call them, hey, I'm ready to sell.
Now, I would just, you know what I would do? I would give it to someone, which I talked to you about. I'd give it to someone that could really do a good promo job on it. Because I think there's a show there. I think there's a show, The Selling of Bluestone Manor.
Or they do a big tag sale
and they do the whole thing and we have people come up. But yeah, I think there's a show
there. Or we just give it to the highest bidder. Bye.
It's true. That's true.
It is a Peacock special.
Would you watch that, Shane?
1,000,000%.
The Selling of Bluestone Manor. We'll have a huge tag sale at the end. Then there'll be they can have me crying, saying, coming down the driveway.
You are going to cry.
I'm going to bawl my eyes out.
Because that's in a very emotional
house
for you.
You know what's very interesting? Hannah's not emotional about it at all. She's like, sell it. See, I'm like, would you feel bad if I sold? Well, sell it.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live and Jeff Lewis Extended every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel, exclusively on the Sirius XM app.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.